Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares different meditation techniques on the podcast. And if you're here, I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. And in today's meditation, you're going to be guided in a walking meditation. Every single week, we have a theme here at the podcast. And our theme this week that we've been exploring every day this week, this happens to be the final day of the theme. Of course, you don't have to follow these episodes in any kind of sequence, but if you have been following this, then this is the final episode in a 7-part series. Each week, we offer a different technique customized around the theme. So you have 7 meditations every week customized around a weekly theme. Well, our theme this week has been about one of the main questions that I receive from listeners around the world who tell me that they struggle with distracting thoughts as they sit down to meditate. And so what can you do to manage distracting thoughts, not only when you're meditating, but also as you go about your day? Distracting thoughts can keep you from doing the things you want to do with your life. And so you're going to be guided today in a walking meditation to help you manage those distracting thoughts. So we'll begin this meditation the same way as we begin every meditation, and that is with you taking a few minutes to relax the different areas of your body where you are likely to hold tension. Now, this is episode 709, and you don't have to do this meditation walking. You can certainly sit down and do this meditation. And I also encourage you, if you are seated inside, I know it's not always easy to get outside to go for a walking meditation, but if you are inside, I recommend that you open a window or door and let your environment, your outside environment, in. So into your space, so you can feel like you're connecting with the environment all around you outdoors. Well, now, if you're seated, just visualize yourself getting ready to go for a walk in your favorite location. And as I mentioned, if you're getting ready to walk outside, just take a few minutes and stand still. Stand firmly on your own 2 feet. See how your body feels as it balances itself right there on your feet. They say the hardest pose in yoga is standing still on your own 2 feet. You can close your eyes gently to begin to transition to more of your inner stillness, breaking away from the distractions around you. Straighten your spine. Get your form going where you're not balancing your head too far forward or too far backward. When your head isn't settled nicely, squarely there, on your shoulders evenly, our heads are pretty heavy and it can exert as much as 70 times more pressure on your spine when you lean a little too far forward or backward. So just notice how your posture is as you stand or sit and get ready to meditate. Close your eyes gently. Keep them slightly uplifted. This keeps your thoughts uplifted. Soften your face. Relax your jaw. Soften your neck. Relax your shoulders. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Relax your arms and your hands. Relax your stomach. Feel it soften and let it hang out. This instantly oxygenates your body because you're able to give yourself a full deep belly breath, allowing your diaphragm to expand. And this allows you to tap into those small blood vessels in the bottom part of your lungs, which carry oxygen to all your cells. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Very nice. Notice how you're feeling. Now begin to walk. Take your first few steps and begin to walk around. Again, if you're seated, visualize yourself walking in your favorite location. Now, if you are out walking, you may not be in your favorite location. And if you're not, that's perfect. The reason it's ideal is because it's good practice to walk and spend time in environments that maybe you pass every day, and so you become a little bit immune to the environments. If you're in a beautiful location, you may not even notice how beautiful it is because you're just kind of used to it. Or maybe you're in an area that doesn't really inspire you too much, but you're still out walking. I think it's always a good idea to practice a meditation, anything really, to practice in environments that are a little more difficult to focus in, because this develops your concentration and it also develops the part of your brain that helps you to block out distractions. And I shouldn't say block out distractions. What I mean is that you allow the distractions their space. You allow them to happen, but even as you allow the distractions, you know it's there, you're still able to focus and concentrate on what you want in your life. How you want to feel, what you want to do, who you want to spend your time with. And so there's a real freedom in not having to have everything so ideal or so perfect. Whenever you sit down to meditate, maybe when you work out, maybe you feel like, oh, you know, the weather is not so great today, so I'm not going to go and do my regular workout routine outside. Let's say you jog, or you don't have your favorite types of food in your kitchen, and so you feel like, well, I'll just go ahead and slap together this quick meal that's not very good for me, even though there are some choices that I could make that would be better for me, but it's not what I usually put together, so I'm just gonna cut myself some slack this time and go for something that's not maybe so great for you. It's so important to try to keep focused, where you develop the discipline and consistency to do what it is that you really want in your life. And it's just these small choices you make each day, these small steps that make the difference. It's not usually these big choices where you do some huge task and complete it, or you undertake some major project. It's the day-to-day small choices you make, and those become habits that you weave into your life, and pretty soon it becomes your life. It becomes your thoughts, your focus, and you enjoy doing what it is you feel you were meant to do. So as you walk and take a look around you, keep this in mind. If it's not so perfect, just allow it. It's what our entire theme has been about this week, allowing your thoughts that distract you, allowing your meditations not always to be perfect every time, allowing relationships not to be so perfect every time, knowing that sometimes it's not always going to be ideal, but still you're showing up. Whatever it is in your life, your big challenges, those goals you want to stay focused on, allow the distractions that come inevitably with anything you think or do in your life. Take a look around you. Notice the smells. Notice the air, how it feels on your face, on your skin. Notice the colors. Notice if there are distracting elements in nature, if you're in nature or if you're in a city or your neighborhood. Notice what seems distracting in the environment. Just take a close look. Is there a tree that looks like it's leaning so far over that it looks like it's going to crash? Or is there a car driving by with a noisy muffler? Are there people you pass that maybe don't seem so happy? In fact, they might even seem to scowl. Allow it. Allow it all. And allow yourself to be exactly as you are at this moment in time. Whatever you're going through, just allow it. Notice the sounds around you. Sounds can be incredibly distracting. What sounds do you hear that could be a little distracting in the environment? See if you can focus on just one sound. continue your walking meditation, noticing within the environment where you're walking, noticing the distractions and allowing them, allowing everything to be just as it is. All the meditation techniques can be found at the website at sipandom.com. Look for the Stop Distracting Thoughts meditation series. You can also go over to Sip and Om's private free Facebook page, and you'll see in the resources section of each series where you can join that, or you can go over to Sip and Om's public Facebook page and request to be added to the private group. Just send me a message and say, hey, could you please add me to the private group? And I will happily do so. You are doing such a good thing for yourself as you give yourself this walking meditation. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.